Opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow is down 282 points as we get started on this Tuesday. Of course, the stock market was closed yesterday for the Labor Day holiday, and leading into the weekend, the stock market was a little quiet on Friday. The Dow was up just 40 points, and S&P was up too, but things are different today as we get started, mainly because after that quiet period, Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisors Network on the trade war with China last week, things were a little quiet, but it's back on again after new tariffs went into effect on Sunday, right?
Yes, and of course, Dorian, the hurricane, downgraded to the Cat 3, so of course people are thinking about that as well. Yeah, it's been very frustrating for our investors. They keep hearing about this recession drum beating by the talking heads on the financial channels. Again, September, historically, Bob, you remember, has not been good for stocks, except the last 2 years. So the last 100 years, the Dow Jones average has experienced large declines in September. That's weighing on investors' mind this morning. Again, we continue this war on savers as interest rates reach its lowest point, Bob, would you believe, since 1940. And you can't even hide in bonds to get a decent return.
So you think ultimately we'll have a recession? I guess we will at some point down the road. It always happens. But a lot of talk lately about the inverted yield curve and its predictions for recessions.
Yeah, Bob, in ordinary times, we would say definitely that's a good indication. But again, these are extraordinary times that we're experiencing right now. The Fed has been lowering interest rates in July. That's the first time the Fed did that when the stock market was at near an all-time high since 1927. This is what's called an insurance cut for the economy. Again, you have Japan and Europe now paying negative interest rates to their bondholders. And again, remind listeners, that means they take money out of the European and Japanese bond accounts at the end of the month. Again, that's kind of ludicrous, but again, who can save anything that way, right?
Yeah. Is that why there is a flight to the U.S. Treasuries, which are paying only 1.45% on a 10-year? I mean, that's actually less than the three-month bill that by 10 basis points. That's the inverted yield curve, right?
Yeah, here in the United States, you get paid more for investing in the short term than the long rate. Again, we're seeing that recession may be in the cards eventually, but not quite yet. Here's three things to think about. Number one, this has done more for international rates with the war on China. Again, the recession has basically been pushed backwards a little bit. Since January, central bankers from Europe and Japan have been demanding that our Fed lower interest rates, which is what we did back in July. Number two, flight to capital. Everybody fears a worldwide recession, and due to this currency war we're having, even money from Hong Kong, Japan, Germany has been going into U.S. Treasury by the billions. Like I mentioned, we're paying some interest on our bonds, right? And number three, it could have been worse. The Fed may have not lowered interest rates in July. Jerome Powell now says he's definitely going to lower interest rates here this month in September. We may even see a half a point, but you know we don't know what's going to happen yet.
All right, so you're saying no recession, not anytime soon anyway, and continue to lower interest rates. How do listeners save for retirement or even live in retirement with these ridiculously low rates? They can't even keep up with rising prices. So what do they do?
Well, stay fully invested. Here at Cetera, we recommend doing it all summer. Again, the talking heads have predicted volatility this summer, but few mention precious metals. We've seen gold continue to make its rise to combat the Federal Reserve's financial repression road that they've taken. Again, continue to be diversified. Look at ultra-high-yield dividend-paying high equities. And again, the first few decades, interest rates on these bonds are now paying less than the dividends that the stocks are paying. Remember, you have to keep up with the cost of living, so you want prices to basically go up on your investments, and you need the necessity of life. So investing in high dividend paying stocks makes sense. So you definitely want to participate in those higher prices for those dividend paying stocks.
All right. Thank you very much. And I know you're going to be on with Jeffrey Candelari for a full hour this Saturday from 3 to 4. But in the meantime, how can our listeners reach you and your team this week?
Reach us here this morning, 828-4068. Again, 828-4068. Or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. Again, we'll talk about the market volatility and what to expect in the second half of this year with Jeffrey Candelari this Saturday. Again, Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investment Protection Corporation. Bob, have a great day. Soccer this weekend. No more baseball, but hey, let's cheer on United.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.